For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungekar. Ameren, Missouri has begun cleaning up a site in downtown Columbia that is contaminated by tars from a former manufactured gas plant. The utility plans to remove about 36,000 tons of dirt from the site and truck it to the Jefferson City landfill. Work is expected to be completed by the end of July. The manufactured gas plant was located at the site from 1875 to 1932. The company used the site for its headquarters after coal gasification ended. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that tars from coal gasification can contain carcinogens. When the cleanup is finished, Ameren plans to sell the property, which is in a district that has attracted new development in recent years. Cerner Corporation says a $4.3 billion campus that will be built over the next decade on the site of a former Kansas City shopping center will be the largest in Missouri. The Kansas City Star reports that the North Kansas City-based medical records maker described the project today at a news conference attended by Governor Jay Nixon and Kansas City Mayor Sly James. Cerner executives say they expect the first building to be complete in about 30 months, with 1,500 people working at the site. Eventually, as many as 15,000 are expected to work at the 4.5 million square foot campus. Cerner currently employs more than 9,000 people in the metropolitan area, with many of them based at an office complex in western Wyandotte County, Kansas. Missouri House Speaker Tim Jones will give the official Republican response to Governor Jay Nixon's State of the State address on Tuesday. Jones also delivered the official Republican response to Nixon's address last year, criticizing the governor's ultimately unsuccessful call to expand the state's Medicaid system. Nixon has indicated he will ask lawmakers again this year to expand the health care program for about 300,000 Missourians. A Missouri sex crimes treatment program that has yet to release any offenders faces growing criticism by critics and patients who say the mental health effort is not much different than receiving a prison sentence. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that nearly 200 sexually violent predators participate in the Sex Offender Rehabilitation and Treatment Services program, which began in 1999. None have successfully completed treatment. Missouri Department of Mental Health officials say the program meets nationally accepted standards for hospital care and is similar to programs in other states. Federal investigators found several safety violations at a southwest Missouri milling plant where a worker was fatally injured last summer. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration said in a release yesterday that the worker died after falling about 40 feet from a lift used to transport materials at MFA Incorporated's milling facility in Aurora. The accident occurred on August 26th. OSHA's Kansas City director said the accident was preventable. OSHA says its inspectors cited MFA for 13 serious safety violations. The Springfield News Leader reports OSHA also proposed $91,000 in fines. MFA has about 2 weeks to contest the citations. Missouri could carry out executions with firing squads under legislation proposed in the House. The state currently puts inmates to death with injections of lethal drugs, although existing law also permits use of lethal gas, the method by which 39 people were executed from 1938 to 1965. The House bill adds an option of executions by firing squads consisting of 5 law enforcement officers chosen by the state corrections director. Missouri's next execution is scheduled for January 29th. The state recently switched from 3-drug to single-drug lethal injections after pharmaceutical companies stopped selling the 3-drugs to prisons. It's unclear where Missouri obtains the single drug, and there have been demands to halt executions until the source is revealed. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tungekar.